11th parak of Ayla Seif Mishnah, Chodesh of Abayis and Menoya Betoichoy. Some type of structure in the ground, a pit in the ground that's built around it, and there's a Menoya, which is a Klimateches, which is inside of it. A Perashelo Yoisi, and some flower, which is a decoration, on the top of the protrusion, protruding out of the top of the Noya. The menorah is sticking out. Uchvisa nesunaleh, and it's covered over with a basket. So the question is, does this basket prevent the tumah from going in? If you have a situation that this basket is not supported by the menorah, the Shammai says that the inside, this pit in the ground, whatever's in there is torn because it's covered up by this kli. Though kli is not matzel, does not protect Tumas Meis from coming in. But if it's connected to a permanent structure, we learned before, with the Doishnei Ha'oyel, together with the walls of the oil, it does prevent the Tumas from going in. V'vnoi of Temeya, because the Meisim, part of it's protruding above the walls of this pit, a part of the menorah. Therefore, the menorah becomes tummy because it's not in the pit itself. It's just protruding out of the pit, and it's just covered by this basket.
Yeah.
Here I'm a math menorah Torah. He still says even the menorah is Torah because it's considered that since it's situated in this pit, even though part of it is protruding above the pit, since it's covered by this kli, it's bechalal that area, which is not under the control of the Tumas Meis. Everybody agrees that if this basket is supported by this metal thing, and if you take away the metal thing, it will fall down, then the basket does not prevent the Tumah coming in, and everything's Tumah.